With the waltz being so important to Viennese operetta, it was hardly surprising that Vienna's most popular composer, the Waltz King himself, should eventually try his hand at one. Johann Strauss was born in Vienna in 1825. His father, a well-known conductor and composer, tried to dissuade him from becoming a musician, but Johann Jr. had other ideas. He formed his own orchestra, for which he wrote many of his most famous waltzes, became Austria's leading bandleader, and was much admired by Wagner. His first attempt at writing for the stage was a failure. Even though urged by Offenbach himself to write an operetta, Strauss had always shied away from it until his wife finally persuaded him to have a go. It took him 2 years to complete, but because he couldn't get the actress he wanted for the leading role, he abandoned it. Deciding to have a second go, he produced Indigo und die Werzig Rauber in 1871. It was politely received. The Carnival in Rome, which he wrote 2 years later, was only slightly more successful, and Strauss might well have abandoned the stage completely, but for the fact that he was given a libretto which inspired him to write the finest Viennese operetta of all time. Die Fledermaus, The Bat, was based on a French play by Mayock and Alevi, who just happened to be Offenbach's librettists. With its contemporary Viennese setting, Strauss at last produced the kind of score expected of him.